SBS Radio.
Our listeners are sure to know that the International Day of Yoga is coming up, as has been declared by the United Nations. So for the second year in running, this will be celebrated in a big way around the world. And to talk about this, we have a very special guest at our studios. It's Sri Rajendra Yenkanamula, who I'm very proud to say is my own yoga teacher, although I'm a very bad student, but... Very, very, very warm welcome, Rajendra, to our studios today.
Thank you, Manpreet.
You've been practicing yoga in Australia for many years now. Have you seen the interest grow among the wider Australian community?
Yes, definitely there is a huge increase in number of participants into our yoga classes as such. For example, in our Rowell class, when we started off about 11, 12 years back, we started off with 5-6 people. And these days, it's hard to find a space also. Mm. And people travel far away distances to come to yoga. Mm. And people started seeing the benefits, not only in the physical level, mental level, people with various conditions, physiological, psychological conditions, they start seeing the benefits of yoga. Yeah.
So all up, how many students do you have in Melbourne?
In Melbourne, for this term, over 200 people have joined. For example, last year we had around 135, and this year around 200 during the winter months.
Yes.
They're coming even in the winter, it's over 200. It's a big number.
And you look at it more like a seva, as something that you have to do from your heart. You're giving back to the community. It's not a commercial enterprise as such. But do you feel that, especially in the Western countries, yoga has become very commercialized as well?
Yeah, it's you touched upon that one, that as a seva. I was reading that in a river, dry leaf also floats, a big boat also floats, ship also floats on a dry leaf. If a bird sits on that one, it sinks. It takes the bird down. Mm. Whereas the ship, it floats, it takes people across. And seva, it's one, not only that, don't take the people along with you down, take them across. That is the concept that inspired me, that concept. That
yes.
So do it myself, it's for my own benefit. Mm. And when in my journey, take as many as you can along with your journey.
Mm.
Take them across. Yeah.
That's wonderful to hear. And I would love to tell my listeners that not just here in Australia, you do this back home in India as well. You even go to the prison.
Yeah, I go to India every year.
Yes.
And though I go on a limited time, and time is precious. Few years back when I went and taught a few juvenile prisoners, after running a few days of yoga, that they said, one of the inmates came to me with tears. So had we known about this dimension of yoga, I would not have ended up here.
Mm.
I would, when I go out, I will listen to my parents.
Mm.
And it touched my heart.
Yes.
Now also, when I go there, if inmates know, many life prisoners are there, if they know that I'm coming, they come to the gate to receive me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, there are many schools of yoga. Even if I just look across in Australia, there is, you know, there's Bikram yoga. There's different types of yoga that are practiced. There's Art of Living, and you do Hatha yoga. It's a little bit confusing for the average person to see so many different forms of yoga being practiced. And I'll come back to that question of commercialization. Do you feel that is also happening?
Commercialization, for example, that Yoga Australia magazine, that the editor, other day he called me up. He said, Rajendra, do you know there is one new type of yoga has started called, say, Rage Yoga.
Rage?
Rage Yoga.
Okay.
It's yoga. It's doing with the calm, serene. It is out of your nature. Your nature is rage, screaming. Do that one in the yoga. Scream, swear at people, do yoga.
Okay.
It's a new type of yoga. People, in the name of yoga, they do whatever to get the money out of that one.
An angry yoga. That's horrible to hear. Now, let's come back to you, because you are doing what was prescribed by Patanjali, isn't it?
The Patanjali and the Shastras.
Mm-hmm.
For example, in the traditional Gurukul, wherever you went, they taught both scriptures and yoga. That they saw that a student need to be healthy.
Yeah.
Then only his mind will work.
Mm-hmm.
And these days, Shastras, scriptures are taught in different school. Yoga is taught in different school.
Mm-hmm.
Our school's attempt is to bring both together. We need food for not only for the body, as well as the mind, as well as for the soul. It's a complete package we are trying to give.
Because again, there is also a feeling that yoga is just to lose weight or, you know, reduce your body.
No, it is also required. We have to look after the physiology. Container should be strong. Mm. Then only the content will be good.
Yes.
If the container itself is flimsy and weak, whatever is contained, it cannot...
Fair enough. Yeah. Now, let me ask you about the International Day of Yoga as you are organizing it this year. First of all, is it a free event?
It's a free event. It will be held on the 19th of this month in Keysborough, Springer's Hall in Cheltenham. It's a free event filled with the various dimensions of yoga. We'll start at 7:45 with Surya Namaskar, 108 Sun Salutations, and followed by there will be an inauguration. Then music will be there. It's music therapy, and one doctor, he's a surgeon, he's mindfulness, Arun Dheer, he's into mindfulness and how mindfulness helps in quick recovery. And I, along with Dr. Sanjay Raghav, we did a study on how yoga can help in yoga and well-being. And he will be presenting that one, followed by Brahma Kumaris. They will be talking on Raja Yoga. And Yoga in Daily Life, Geeta, she will be talking on how the yoga has to be taken for the social service. And she will be talking on that one. And the last 2 hours, we will be doing asana, pranayama, meditation, trataka, exercise for the eyes, dhyana meditation. And we'll finish off at 1:30.
So it's pretty much a full day of yoga.
That's right.
For a lot of people. On a regular basis, if somebody wants to start doing yoga, how much do you recommend as a daily kind of a routine? How much time should people dedicate to it?
I think at least 20 minutes. You are worth at least 20 minutes for yourself. Not when you have nothing else to do, do yoga. When whatever is there, yoga comes first. Give a prime time, cream of your time to yoga. It looks after you. If you are healthy, your family, you are contributing to the family's health. If family is healthy, it's contributing to community's health. If community is healthy, it's contributing to the nation's health. And the nation's health is contributing to the world health. Health should origin from you. You should be healthy physically, mentally, and spiritually.
There is yoga done at the gyms these days. Do you think that's a good idea?
Still, people go there, they see the benefit. And when you are spending 1 hour in the gym, you will get the benefit in the physiological level. But you are not only the body. There is something within. Man is there. Mind is there. Body nourishes. Mind starves. Starving mind, you have to feed. Soul is craving. It is hungry. You have to feed the soul also. If the 1 hour you are spending, why don't you maximize your time? Instead of looking after only the body, look after the mind. Give some food for your mind. Give some food for your soul also. Get a complete benefit out of yoga.
So for those people who have never practiced yoga, what would your message be?
Generally, people, universal comment, if I ask them to come to yoga, they say, I'm not flexible. And yoga is not only for flexible people. Anyone, whoever has interest, if they come to yoga, they will find benefit out of that one. The small child, grown up, old person, very, very old person, and person in the sick bed also can practice yoga. The yoga means what you don't have. To get that one is called as yoga. Even a person in the deathbed, he or she needs a calm mind, serene mind. That is also yoga. That how to get that one. When you depart, you should not be thinking of trivial things. Think noble and depart.
So your parting message, Rajendra, now that the International Day of Yoga is coming up and it's suddenly got a global platform. So what would your message be as someone who's dedicated his life to yoga?
For Vasudev Kriya Yoga, this is the 9th year in a row. Every year we are organizing international conferences. And last year and this year, we coincided that one with the International Day of Yoga. And message is, please come and have a taste of yoga. It's a theory, practice, everything is there. Get a taste of yoga and you can decide yourselves. It's a time worth spent, and come and enjoy that day.
Is there an age limit? I mean, if you can give us an idea of the range of ages in your class.
In my class, for example, International Day of Yoga, there is kids also, children also doing the demonstrating on the stage. Children from 3-year-old, they will be doing on the stage. You should come and see for yourself, to believe yourselves. And the eldest, it's Nargis, I always talk to her. She's close to 80 years, highly motivated. She sees the benefit in yoga at 3 to 80 years. That's the range. 77 is the differential.
That's wonderful. Thank you very much. For- for talking to our listeners about yoga. May you continue to do what you're doing. May you stay inspired and keep inspiring other people to start on this journey, which they may not have tried before. Many thanks for coming to our studio
today.
Thank
you very much, Manpreet.
SBS, SBS,
SBS,
SBS,
SBS Radio.